Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So slowly formula is getting into the hands of moms and dads. Not sure exactly how that rollout is happening. If they're stocking major distributors, which stores get them, big stores, little stores. So while we're still trying to slowly get that, clarified, we still need clarity onto how the hell we are in such a vulnerable position where the most vulnerable of our population doesn't have a steady, chain of food supply, such as baby formula. And this has been something, even though it was months in the making and possibly years in the making, and we spoke about how this is a concern. Because with COVID and the supply chain crisis, even before Abbott Pharmaceuticals' Sturgis baby formula plant got closed down temporarily because of a recall, there was already issues with supply chain. So, sadly, I'm busy. Everybody's busy. I figured the government was on it. And they were like, look, okay, looks like this is, something that might be coming down the pike. Let's make sure we stock up. Let's, make sure we, have, decent stockpiles. And I don't think that happened. In fact, all we heard in the news was that there wasn't a national stockpile. So then the question is okay, well, so if the Abbott plant had to be temporarily shuttered for a recall, and plants get, go through recalls, just like this Kentucky plant because of the Jif peanut butter salmonella recall, not sure if it had to be shuttered. But, okay, one plant is shuttered. All right, well, what about the Chicago location or the Tampa Bay location or the Wichita location? What about some of the other plants? Well, apparently there's not that many other plants. And from what we're being told by KSL.com, the formula shortage has exposed an inflexible industry dominated by just 3 to 4 large players that own the majority of formula production in the United States, such that when a plant does shut down, there's not much wiggle room. So the Abbott Nutrition's plant in Sturgis, Michigan, had to because of that Coronabacter, Nakazaki, and Salmonella, Newport, I believe. These were the bacteria that they felt had killed a couple infants, sickened others, so they had to inspect, and inspection should happen. But then where is the backup? Where's the redundancy to allow there to be other, places to do production? I don't know. So they say by May, stores are reporting 40% of baby formula products out of stock. I heard numbers of 50. And, Abbott, Reckitt, Benckiser, Nestle produce the United States' top 5 formula brands. The Enfamil, Similac, Gerber, Pediasure, and Isomil. That's according to market research from Euromonitor International. So how come more companies haven't been able to break through? Now, another issue that nobody's talking about, which Representative Kat Kamak did bring up, is that much formula has to be sent to the border for the migrants coming in. So there could also be more demand, more people, more, And, we are giving out, food and water. And as, people are coming in, we're feeding them for obvious reasons. But for non-obvious reasons and, for questionable reasons, why aren't we slowing people down from coming? And figuring out a more, legal process rather than, okay, fine, come in, we'll process you, and then we'll, drop you off in New York or another city. So if they need baby formula, they're going to get stocked up on it. So According to KSL, there's two siblings, Ron Beldegren and Mia Funt, and they have spent over 5 years trying to make headway in the formula market. They're co-founders of New York-based ByHeart, a direct-to-consumer formula brand. It uses organic, grass-fed cow's milk that is devoid of things in some brand formulas, such as corn syrup, maltodextrin, which is like a starchy additive, soy and palm oil. They said getting their product on the market wasn't easy. They had to meet all federal nutrient requirements, a long and arduous process. They spent 2 years researching for a manufacturing partner before deciding to acquire a facility in the U.S. to produce it themselves. Then they built up the supply chain to direct source all the ingredients to ensure quality and safety, then ran rigorous clinical trials over a six-month period through 300 babies to test the safety and efficacy. Then to bring the formula to market was expensive. They said the startup raised more than $190 million in pre-market capital from investors, including Polaris Partners, D1 Capital Partners, Belco. And they say infant formula is the most regulated food in the world, appropriately so. The road to providing babies with the sole source nutrition should be met with the highest rigor. But for the benefit of babies and the parents, there need to be more incentives for new brands to rise to the challenge. We need more support for infant formula manufacturing and product innovation. So, you know, they have been able to register with the FDA, one of the first brands in over 15 years. They own the manufacturing, they directly source ingredients, they directly sell to consumers, and they launched their brand in late March. And perfect timing for them. Their projections have spiked at least 15 times. But it does kind of, you know, lay out how difficult it is for another company to start. Because, you know, people are like, oh, yeah, well, let's make baby formula. It's going to take money. It's going to take partners. It's going to take plants. Shazi Visram founded her Happy Family Organics baby food company in 2003. That became a leading organic baby food brand acquired by Danone 10 years later. She started working on creating an organic infant formula for the brand in 2012. Now you have Happy Baby Organic Infant Formula, and that is now on the shelves in 2017. But the regulatory process is extremely rigorous, very slow, and capital intensive. They say if you're starting from scratch, the most aggressive timeline to market is 3 to 5 years, starting from recipe development to supply chain development to clinical trials, FDA review, and finally production. Luckily, they had Happy Family had an existing supplier to reformulate with probiotic and organic ingredients to existing infant formula, but it's not easy. And so when you have, same thing with pharmaceuticals. That's why pharmaceuticals are so expensive. They make the process so arduous that only, you know, companies with deep, deep pockets can do it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I'm from California, and I love the state. The state's a beautiful, beautiful state. You got the Pacific Ocean, you got Northern California, Southern California, I mean, just beautiful cities all the way around. I just don't understand the politics. Also my hair, I don't understand what my hair is doing also, I apologize about that. So there's a bill that has just made an initial hurdle that will now go to the state legislature, I think? Yeah, the state Senate, where parents can sue Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, if their kid gets addicted. $25,000, I guess, per charge or per event, per violation. This is a bill that passed the state assembly and now is moving on to the Senate. Now, Netflix is in the clear. So if your child watches Netflix all day, that they won't get sued. But Facebook and Instagram can. How this is even going to become a law, I don't get. I don't understand. Because, if your child becomes addicted, let's say to a social media platform, now does that include YouTube? I mean, what if a child is using these platforms to learn and they're using them for school? Then whenever you sue, whenever you give somebody the authority or the invitation to sue, they will. And, Facebook is not so much addictive in that, okay, I need it because it satisfies a need. Facebook is a community. I haven't mailed a letter in years. I don't even text that much because I can use Facebook. I don't send photos to my family. I don't have to go to a photo mat, bring my camera in, make pictures, and then mail them all to family members across the country or, across the world, wherever my family's living. I don't have to do that because I can just post it on Facebook. So if your family becomes that part of the community where rather than group texting, because group texting is starting to get a little uncomfortable for people. I don't like my family group. I mean, I like my immediate family group texts, but the extended family group texts, it's kind of difficult because somebody, and no offense to anybody who group texts, but somebody group texts, the larger it is, they group text when it's not the most opportune time for you. And you get that first message, you're like, oh God, no, uh-oh, here we go. Then family member number two responds. Family member number three might then respond. Family member number four might like a response. And then like. Family member number five might then jump in. Family member number six. And then by the ninth family member, you're like, I have to hide alerts. I'm like, okay, keep me out. I'm at work. I'm on air. I can't be dealing with the group chat. And I've told my family, if you want to see pictures of the kids, if you want to, just go on Facebook. I'm going to post it on Facebook. It's there. So if you're using Instagram or Facebook as community, then that isn't really an addiction. Many people, when they can't do their Facebook, can't get on it because they're in Facebook jail or whatever, it's not the end of the world, but it cuts them off. And how many times have people been like, okay, I think I was off for about a day, day and a half, and people were calling and texting going, are you okay? Are you still alive? I go, I'm fine. It's just I've been away. I had surgery or dealing with the cat. Sometimes I'm not on Facebook every day, and then people think something happened to you. So it's also a, guys, I'm here. This is where I'm at. I'm not lying to you. I'm working. You see I'm doing work. So we use these things for a variety of reasons. So how this bill works is the bill defines addiction as kids under 18 years old who are harmed, either physically, mentally, emotionally, developmentally, or materially, and who want to stop or reduce how much time they spend on social media, but they can't because they're preoccupied or obsessed with it, which means a child, a teenager, could go online and see that the boy she likes is posting a picture of a girl in her class and saying they're in a relationship. Even though most young kids don't use Facebook anymore, they use Instagram, but that could happen. So your daughter goes online, sees that the boy she has a major, major crush on is now in love with somebody else. She's devastated. She's depressed. She doesn't want to eat dinner. You go, what's wrong, baby girl? She's like, I went on Instagram or Facebook. I'm just destroyed. So-and-so doesn't love me. He loves her. Well, you just got emotionally traumatized by that. And now you can't eat. Let's sue. I mean, come on, people. This is ridiculous. Business groups have warned that if the bill passes, social media companies would most likely cease operations for children in California rather than face the legal risk. The proposal applies to social media companies that had at least $100 million of gross revenue in the past year, appearing to take aim at social media giants, according to Fox 10, like Facebook and others that dominate the marketplace. But Netflix and Hulu, that only offer email and text messaging services, are going to be in the clear. They say the era of unfettered social experimentation on children is over, and we will protect kids. This is according to Assemblymember Jordan Cunningham, a Republican from San Luis Obispo County. So now that Monday's vote passed the Assembly, now it goes, the bill is live, now it goes through the Senate. Social media companies could escape liability if the bill becomes law, that have to remove features deemed addictive to children by April 1. And if they do, they would not be responsible for damages. So what is it that is addictive about it? I mean, what's to me, if like my family wants to know what happened with graduation, I immediately go on, I put the graduation stuff there so everybody can see what happened to graduation. I just save myself hours of letters and texts and phone calls. Is that, that's not addictive. That's, I mean, there, you know, yeah, there's games. I mean, I play Candy Crush. Am I addicted to Candy Crush? No. But is that my game I like to play when I go potty? Yeah. Is that my game I like to play when, you know, I'm watching a movie and, you know, I, there's some boring scenes? You know, like the Amber Heard scenes or whatever? No. So I have a, you know, there's games. There's, and Facebook is turning into Meta. Is Meta now, where there's going to be these virtual office meetings or these virtual, it's going to allow virtual school. It's going to allow, you know, these are things that we are starting to incorporate in society. I mean, people went to the mall when I was in the 80s. So I'm in the 80s, go to the mall. I got to go to the mall. If I'm not at the mall, I'm going to, and you start to like, you know, when you got grounded and you couldn't go to the mall, you, and I didn't like to shop, it's just that's where everybody hung out. And there was a boy that I liked that was going to be there, so I wanted to be there. And so somebody could say, well, you were addicted to the mall. No. Yeah, I mean, this is how society does things. This is where, you know, I got to go to the game, I got to go to the game, I got to go to the tailgate, I got to go to the dance, I have to go to, this is where community is. And so, you know, when we say, well, parents can now sue on behalf of their child, this is just cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, that being said, children need to be warned of the risks of social media. Social media can, if you don't do it right, be devastating. And it can be very distracting. And you're trying to do your homework, and instead you get a little beep. Oh, there's something going on social media, and you want to check, and you want to see the snap, or you want to keep that, you know, it's not a stream, keep that streak going, you know, things like that. There's all these little things that people do. But is it the social media, or is it your friends? And then if you could sue, if they're going to pass bills where you could sue social media, then are they also going to sue TV shows? Are they going to sue, like I said, YouTube? Are they going to sue candy? Jolly Ranchers? Are they going to sue sugar? Sugar is addictive. I mean, what, you know, where does this stop? And, you know, when is their responsibility? You know, a parent has to teach their child that sugar could be addictive. Parent has to teach your child you're not supposed to smoke. Tobacco and nicotine could be addictive, especially nicotine. You shouldn't drink. Alcohol could be addictive. You should avoid drugs. But to, you know, sue social media, you know, well, you're making it so kids are addicted to it. Sesame Street. Kid, I loved Ernie and Grover and Cookie Monster. So Sesame Street gets sued? 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is announcing its hurricane forecast for this year.
An above normal 2022 Atlantic hurricane season, which would make this year the seventh consecutive above normal season.
NOAA Administrator Rick Spinard saying NOAA believes there will be between 14 and 21 named storms that touch down in the Atlantic throughout the year. More voters are making their voices heard today. Georgia, Alabama, and Arkansas all have polls open for primary elections with governor races in all three states. Texas will see several runoffs, including the attorney general facing the nephew of former President George W. Bush. There's also a special election in Minnesota to fill the seat of a late congressman. Both parties will choose their nominees to replace him. USA Radio News. The dangers of human smuggling once again come to light in Mexico. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Three people have died after a people smuggling boat capsized off the coast of eastern Mexico. Four others were rescued after the 25-foot vessel capsized on Monday off a part of Veracruz State, where the Tonalá River meets the Gulf of Mexico. Four others were missing following the accident. Authorities said those who drowned and those rescued were migrants from Honduras.
State Farm is encouraging its agents in Florida to donate books promoting transgenderism to five-year-olds to their local schools or public libraries, according to an email shared by a whistleblower. In a statement to the Washington Examiner, State Farm defended the program, saying it's strictly voluntary and that the strategy of the program has since evolved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, apparently in Europe, they say contamination of fresh fruits by the most hazardous pesticides have dramatically increased over the past decade. This is in Europe, according to a 9-year government study, or a study of government data. A third of apples and a half of all blackberries surveyed had residues of the most toxic categories of pesticides, some of which has been linked to cancer, heart disease, and birth deformities. This is being reported by The Guardian. They say residues on kiwi fruits rose from 4% in 2011 to 32% in 2019, with the contamination of cherries also more than doubling from 22% to 50% over the same time period. In all,
The analysis of nearly 100,000 popular homegrown fruit samples in Europe found a 53% rise in contamination by the most hazardous pesticides over 9 years. The study was conducted by Pesticide Action Network Europe. Now, it did not include British produce, but the UK imports over 3.2 million tons of fresh fruits and vegetables from the EU each year. That's 40% of internal demand. So, of course, when you see what's going on over there, you wonder, well, what's going on over here? Now, over there, they say consumers are now in an awful position, told to eat fresh fruit, much of which is contaminated with the most toxic pesticide residues linked to serious health impacts. It is clear to us that governments have no intention of banning these pesticides. Whatever the law says, they are too afraid of the farming lobby, which depends on powerful chemicals and a broken agricultural model. And this might be worse now with the war in Ukraine and what's going on with Russia and all that. Roy Nell, who is the spokesperson for Pan Europe, Pesticide Action Network in Europe, said the chemicals used in most of the most toxic pesticides had no safe limits. They say consumers should buy organic fruit this summer, especially if they are pregnant and feeding young children. They said 87% of pears in Belgium and 85% of those in Portugal were contaminated by at least one toxic pesticide. Close to a third of all fruit sampled were tainted with substances back in 2019. Most contaminated fruits were blackberries, 51%, peaches, 45%, strawberries, 38%, cherries, 35%, apricots, 35%. For vegetables, celery were the biggest contaminated vegetables, 50%, kale, 31%. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean, according to Crop Life Europe, that if there is the presence of pesticide, it's unsafe. They say the European Food Safety Authority has conducted extensive research on the topic. See, the problem is, I get why they use pesticides. I don't want it in my food. I don't want any of that on my food. But I get why they use it, because their crops get destroyed. So when we get these nice, big, beautiful strawberries, why did they get to grow to be so nice and beautiful? Well, because they kept animals away, they kept insects away from eating them. Well, then how do you get rid of that? How do you make sure that berry doesn't grow with it? I mean, our pesticide research is evolving, but its use is growing. And my concern, especially in America, is our farms have had some issues because of COVID. They were growing supply. All of a sudden, places were closed. Restaurants had to be closed. Malls were closed down. Whole malls were closed down. Movie theaters closed, so nobody was ordering the food. They had to throw out food. Now, to start regrowing it again, I mean, it takes a while. We still, you know, luckily we have food, but food is expensive. And so if they need to meet supply and meet demand, you know, they can't be having a bunch of batches that they have to throw out that were insect destroyed. So it sadly puts us in a position where, you know, these farmers are, you know, need to do what they need to do to protect the crop, but also balance the safety aspect of it. So, you know, they might have a new pesticides law in Europe to contain new reduction targets, things like that. Not sure what's going to happen on the American side. But that is something, obviously, that kind of sounds the alarm. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another thing that is very, very concerning is Ukraine is warning us and warning the world to not purchase stolen grain from Russia. So Russia, there has been satellite images of them, I guess, we're looking at pictures right now, of ships in the Crimean port of Sevastopol that have been docking, loading up on what is believed to be stolen Ukraine grain. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russia of gradually stealing Ukrainian food products and trying to sell them. These pictures, these images, come from Maxar Technologies, dated May 19 to 21. They show the ships, the Matros Poznich and the Matros Koshka, docked next to what appears to be grain silos with grain pouring off a belt into an open hold. Both ships have now left the port, according to the ship tracking site marinetraffic.com, with the Matros Postchik sailing through the Aegean Sea, claiming to be on its way to Beirut, and the Matros Koshka still in the Black Sea. So it's, you know, Russian annexed Crimea doesn't produce much grain. So if there is a bunch of grain, are they getting it from somewhere else? And Ukrainian officials and industry sources have told CNN that Russian forces in occupied areas have emptied several silos and trucked the grain south. They say earlier this month, the Matros Poshnik carried out a similar mission, loading up with grain, setting sail out the Black Sea and into the Mediterranean. It was initially bound for Egypt with its cargo, but was turned away from Alexandria after a warning from Ukrainian officials. It was also barred entry into Beirut and eventually docked in Latakia in Syria, where Russia has been helping Bashar al-Assad. So now the Ukrainian foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, warned nations on Tuesday to not purchase these grains and claims that Russian forces have stolen farm supplies and grains, and they don't know if it could be contaminated. They don't, you know, they said, I call on all states to stay vigilant and refuse any such proposals. Don't become accomplices to Russia's crimes. Vladimir Zelensky confirmed for Fox News earlier this month that the Russian forces were stealing the grain, exporting it to third nations. Zelensky would not say which countries were involved in the illicit enterprise, but said Kyiv was in constant communication with foreign embassies in an attempt to circumvent the theft. They occupy our ports. They are taking out our goods. I don't want to name specific countries who are behind our backs making these deals. So Zelensky claimed these nations have openly supported Ukraine in its war against Russia and have condemned Russian President Vladimir Putin's deadly war. But he alleged they're also negotiating with Moscow on purchasing Ukraine's stolen grain to get a cheaper price. So what Russia's doing is whoever has been buying the Ukraine grain, going to them saying, we got it now, but we'll sell it to you cheaper. And these countries that need the food might not say no. UN officials have been sounding the alarm that Russia's war and blockade over Ukraine's Black Sea ports will have devastating effect on global food supplies. So Russia might be trying to put themselves into a position where they are helping supply the food. Ukraine is responsible for contributing to more than 10% of the global wheat market. That's huge. So Moscow's wheat exports may be impacted by the war. They are responsible for another 20% of global wheat exports. So 30% of wheat supplies could be in jeopardy in 2022. And again, with supply chain issues, as we've learned, if there's less flow, we might not feel it today, but we sure the heck are going to feel it months from now. And then that could take months to resolve, even if it stops today and improves today. Russia has now been pummeling Ukraine for over 3 months. It's enforced a trade blockade from the Black Sea. Right now it's a no-go zone for commercial shipping, according to General Mark Milley. Many countries in the world depend on Ukrainian grain. And Odessa is a major port for Ukraine. It's their access to the sea and the outside world. And so the Russian fleet and all that, now it's there's issues. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Tim asks, what cancer does Vladimir Putin have? We're unclear with that. Originally, we were told he had Parkinson's, some thyroid disorder, thyroid cancer. Then we were told he had some sort of abdominal cancer requiring abdominal surgery. Then we were told that he might have blood cancer, which could be leukemia. We don't know. And it's, you know, the wild goose chase. We've been told, or one report, a Ukrainian intelligence chief has claimed that Vladimir Putin is suffering from, quote, several serious illnesses, including cancer, but will not die tomorrow.
Kyiv military spy chief Kirill Budanov said he fears the Russian leader still has a few more years left in him. According to Daily Mail, on Monday, the major general claimed Putin was a target of an assassination attempt shortly after launching the invasion. He said the abortive bid was by representatives of the Caucasus, but gave no further details. In this interview, the 36-year-old confirmed that the Ukrainians believe Putin is suffering from cancer, but said that there was an apparent assassination bid on him. He has several illnesses, one of which is cancer, but it is not worth hoping that Putin will die tomorrow. He has at least a few more years, like it or not, but it's true. And that's what I told you guys. I mean, you know, he could be sick, he could be needing surgery and all that, but, you know, and it looks like he's wearing makeup. It looks like he's covering some pale skin, but you can't, based on a picture, you know, tell you if he has 6 weeks to live, 6 months to live, 6 years to live. Meanwhile, Western officials are casting doubt on the claim that there was a recent attempt to assassinate Vladimir Putin's life. They cited, according to Business Insider, the controlled environment around the Russian leader as a reason it would be difficult to harm him. They said, were anyone to attempt to do something like that, I imagine it would be a hugely complex operation. That's what one official said. The official spoke anonymously at a Monday briefing in order to give a frank understanding of Western intelligence on the Russia-Ukraine war. So even though the chief military, that Kirill Budanov, said there was an attempt to assassinate Putin, but unnamed the operators, based in the Caucasus region, Western officials said they couldn't confirm it. They say Putin is operating, has done so through COVID, in an enduring basis and a smaller and smaller grouping. He has fewer contacts, fewer public engagements. It's a more controlled environment around him. So, you know, I'm not surprised if he has health issues. That's no shock to me. I'm not surprised that there are people that, you know, want to oust him. I'm sure some of the Russian oligarchs, I'm sure, you know, people who are really, really suffering from this war in Ukraine and don't see an end to it, you know, might be. But in terms of did it happen, we do know that Putin has promoted a personal bodyguard to the emergencies minister. Apparently, the predecessor mysteriously fell to his death from a 90-foot waterfall. And this was his personal bodyguard, is now going to be elevated or promoted to emergencies minister. And this is the sixth bodyguard to the Russian president to be appointed to high government office. He obviously wants to surround himself with people who we trust. And apparently, the last man to hold the post, Yevgeny Zinichev, an ex-Putin guard, died after falling down a 90-foot waterfall. There's been suspicions of murder. So, obviously, he's got, you know, nobody feels sorry for him. I mean, he put himself into this, but yeah, there is no doubt that, you know, he's worried, and, you know, people are probably considering what they could do in a post-Putin Russia. Meanwhile, Hungarian Prime Minister has announced a state of emergency, according to CNN. Because of the war in Ukraine, Hungary is going to enter a state of emergency. Prime Minister Viktor Orban said in a video, Hungary must stay out of the war and protect families, financial security. To do this, we need room to maneuver and the ability to act immediately. The state of emergency goes into effect midnight local time. They're not really telling us what that means, but for them to activate the state of emergency, they did it, you know, during COVID. You know, does that mean they want to be able to still act on imports in order to, you know, remember, the European Union wants everybody united in terms of banning imports from Russia, especially Russian oil. Hungary has been having some issues with that, maybe. So they might want to, look, we're in a state of emergency, so we have to separate from the Union and do whatever we need to do to keep ourselves solid. Who knows? Polish foreign minister says Russia would still pose a threat to peace in Europe, even after possible ceasefire. I'd love a ceasefire, I think everybody would, but the instability has already started. They say Russia would remain a threat for peace. That Russia changes immediately after a ceasefire has been agreed as daydreaming. It would remain a danger for peace in Europe. So basically they think they couldn't trust him, and he would switch. Polish foreign minister Zbigniew Rau said he feared a Russian invasion into Poland, as well as the danger of an armed invasion of the countries in the NATO eastern flank. Poland and Germany must strive for Russia to suffer a strategic defeat and its occupation forces to leave Ukraine within the borders recognized by international law. Baerbock also made clear that the Donetsk region belonged to Ukraine, saying Ukraine is a sovereign state with its borders. That is true for now. French foreign minister pushes for another round of sanctions. Latin American Caribbean officials are worried about Russia's invasion contributing to their food insecurity. They said there is a sharp rise of the number of people suffering from severe food insecurity in Latin America and the Caribbean. The United Nations World Food Program warned today that there is going to be more pressure on a region that is already suffering from the fallout of COVID. And so millions of people rely on Ukrainian food, you know, food from Russia, as you have, you know, the pandemic, job and income losses, food inflation. This could sadly make things worse for those who need, you know, to have things back to status quo. I watch this. This is, you know, one of the, you know, having seen the Persian Gulf War and, you know, Afghanistan War, this is probably one of the first wars in a while where we have been following day-to-day news. As opposed to, you know, we watched what was going on with the other ones, but we didn't have the social media. We didn't have the access to news. I mean, you know, during Persian Gulf War, you had to turn on the news at 5 p.m. or 5:30 p.m. Well, if I was in class, I missed it. Whereas now you could get your news on Facebook and all that. And so, you know, we're watching this. You know, somebody had asked, you know, is this not as big as these other wars because, you know, we're just watching more of it? And no. I mean, I don't remember the genocide. I don't remember, you know, seeing what we're seeing. And the complexity of this and the all the different nuances that this could take. This is something that is much bigger, I believe, than what we did see in Afghanistan and Persian Gulf, and could definitely be easily bigger than Vietnam if America gets involved. And, you know, Russia has either, I don't know if Putin has a death wish, you know, and again, you know, maybe he was given a diagnosis of, you know, that would be terminal, and he's like, you know what, if I'm going to go down, I want to be a Stalin, or I want to be a Lenin, and I want to be known, you know, for, you know, my military prowess. Remember, he's a showman. He had pictures of him shirtless for a long time. You know, he wanted this sort of reputation. And so it's no doubt that he is not going to, it's not going to be about ceasefire. It's going to be about win or nothing. And as I've said before, if this war is going to stop, it's going to be Russia stopping it. It's going to be the Russian people stopping it. It's going to be Russia stopping Putin. I think Ukraine is doing an amazing job, but Ukraine could only do so much. You know, Russia has a lot more people, still has a lot more weapons. They don't have, you know, any sense when it comes to, you know, military, but sadly they're not going to stop for a while. 1-877-DOCTOR.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.